Okay. So this is for William.
Age 10.
Yeah, age 10. Whatever. Anyway, we're going to read the question pool for the amateur technician class exam and maybe answer some questions along the way, if he has any.
There, got the big ass.
For whom is the amateur radio service intended? Persons who are interested in radio technique solely with a personal aim and without pecuniary interest.
Pecuniary means money.
What agency regulates the and enforces the rules for the amateur radio service in the United States?
FCC.
What part, that was the FCC if you didn't hear that. What part of the FCC contains the rules and regulations governing the amateur radio service? Part 97. Which of the following meets the FCC definition of harmful interference? That which seriously degrades, obstructs, or repeatedly interrupts a radio communication service in accordance with the radio regulations. What is the FCC Part 97 definition of space station?
An
amateur station located more than 50 kilometers above the Earth's surface.
Which equals 32 miles.
That's right. Which is the FCC Part 97 definition of telecommand? A one-way transmission to initiate, modify, or terminate functions of a device at a distance. What is the FCC Part 97 definition of telemetry? A one-way transmission of measurements made at a distance from a measuring instrument. Which of the following entities recommends transmit and receive channels and other parameters for auxiliary and repeater stations? Frequency coordinator. Who selects a frequency coordinator? Amateur operators in the local area that are eligible to be auxiliary or repeater stations. What is the FCC Part 97 definition of an amateur station? A station in an amateur radio service consisting of the apparatus necessary for carrying on radio communication. Which of the following stations transmits signals over the air from a remote receive site to a repeater for retransmission? An auxiliary station. What is the ITU? A United Nations Agency for Information and Communication Technology Issues. Called the International Telecommunication Union. North American amateur stations are located in which ITU region?
Two.
Region 2. Which frequency is within the 6-meter band? 52.52 megahertz. Basically anything around 50 megahertz is in the 6-meter band. Which amateur band are you using when your station is transmitting on 146.52 megahertz? 2-meter band. Which 70-centimeter frequency is authorized to a technician class license holder in ITU Region 2? 443.350. 443.350. That's, of course, one of a whole list of frequencies.
Yep.
Anything in 440 megahertz is close to 70 centimeters.
Will that one be on the test? Just that question.
Well, maybe. You don't know. That answer will always be 443.350 until they change the question pool. Which 23-centimeter frequency is authorized to a technician class operator license? 1296 megahertz. 1296 megahertz. 1,296 megahertz. What amateur band are you using if you're transmitting at 223.50 megahertz? A 1.25 meter band. What do the FCC rules mean when an amateur band frequency band is said to be available on a secondary basis? Amateurs may not cause harmful interference to primary users. What should you not set your, or why should you not set your transmit frequency to be exactly on the edge of an amateur band or subband? To allow for calibration error in the transmitter frequency display. I mean, sometimes your measurement might not be exactly right. And then, so that modulation sidebands do not extend beyond the band edge. And when you talk on the radio, you use a not just zero frequency, you use a range of frequencies right around what your center frequency is. And so those are called the sidebands, and those will extend over the end of the amateur band and be outside it. And then you'd be in breaking the rules. And then to allow the transmitter frequency to drift. In some cases, the transmitter frequency might drift down or up and get out of the amateur band. So don't go too close to the band edges. All of those are correct. Single sideband is a kind of amateur radio phone modulation. No, it's what Daddy uses when he talks on the radio on 20 meters. It's different from FM. It's not a question in the thing here yet.
Well, they ask that in the test cycle.
Yep, well, we'll find out. Single sideband stands for, it's a kind of transmission. It uses, it's amateur phone transmission. That doesn't have the carrier. It's like AM, but it doesn't have the carrier. The carrier is removed, and one of the sidebands is removed. Which of the bands available to technician class operators have mode-restricted subbands? The 6-meter, 2-meter, and 1.25-meter bands. That means there are subbands in those bands where you can only send, in this case, I think, data like Morse code and so on. You can't use the phone in some of the subbands of those. Which emission modes are permitted in the mode-restricted subbands from 50.0 to 50.1 megahertz and from 144.0 to 144.1 megahertz? And that's CW only. CW means Morse code. Yep. Which type of call sign has a single letter in both the prefix and the suffix?
That's a call sign for like a special event, a big hand.
You're right, special event, yep. Which of the following is a valid U.S. amateur call sign? W3ABC. Which types of international communications are permitted by an FCC-licensed amateur radio station? Communications incidental to the purpose of the amateur radio service and to remarks of a personal character. When are you allowed to operate your amateur station in a foreign country?
When the foreign country says
authorizes it. Yeah, that's right. When the foreign
stations that you can do that, and you then you have to say like slash something.
Yep. What must you do if you are operating on the 23-centimeter band and learn you are interfering with a radio location station outside the United States? Stop operating or take steps to eliminate the harmful interference. From which of the following may an FCC-licensed amateur station transmit? In addition to places where the FCC regulates communication. From any vessel or craft that is documented or registered in the United States.
Daddy, back to the previous question about operating in different countries. What countries can you not operate in?
Oh, there's a whole list of them. It's a giant list of countries. There's hundreds and hundreds of countries in the world, and you don't have to know that for the test. But we can look that up for you. Any country, wherever you do it, you still have to go through their licensing agreement. Most of them, except for Canada. You go to Canada, you don't have to do something special. But like Thailand, it's a big deal to do it. You can do it, but it's a big deal.
How about North Korea? Can you operate in
I don't think you can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are there any countries that won't allow you to talk to the people in their country?
Yeah, they won't allow amateurs. Some countries don't. There's
don't
a few.
Allow people to
don't allow amateur radio, yes.
Well, like what?
I don't know. There are a few countries that are like that, like Albania. I don't know. There has been some of them in the past. There's not very many.
They don't want people to talk about this.
Yeah, they're very, very, very closed. What? Okay. What may result when correspondence from the FCC is returned as undeliverable because the grantee failed to provide the correct mailing address? Revocation of the station license or suspension of the operator license. What is the normal term for an FCC-issued primary station operator license grant? 10 years. What is the grace period following the expiration of an amateur license within which the license may be renewed?
2 years.
2 years. How soon may you transmit after you pass the examination elements required for your first amateur license?
As soon as your license shows up in the QRZ website.
In the FCC's ULS database.
Which is QRZ website.
Well, QRZ website replicates it. If your license has expired and is still within the allowable grace period, may you continue to transmit? No. Transmitting is not allowed until the ULS database shows that the license has been renewed. With which countries are FCC-licensed amateur stations prohibited from exchanging communications? Any country whose administration has notified the ITU that it objects to such communications. On which of the following occasions may an FCC-licensed amateur station exchange messages with a United States military station?
If there are like
during an Armed Services or Armed Forces Day communications test. When is the transmission of codes or ciphers allowed to hide the meaning of a message transmitted by an amateur station?
Never.
Only when the transmitting control commands to a space stations or radio control craft. So if you're using an RC craft or a space station, you can have encrypted messages.
Yeah.
Yep. When is the only time an amateur station is authorized to transmit music? When incidental to an authorized retransmission of manned spacecraft communications. When may amateur radio operators use their stations to notify other amateur radio operators of the availability of equipment for sale or trade? When the equipment is normally used in an amateur station and such activity is not conducted on a regular basis. Which of the following types of transmissions are prohibited? Transmissions that contain obscene or indecent words or language.
Yep, that's right.
When is an amateur station authorized to automatically retransmit the radio signals of other amateur stations? When the signals are from an auxiliary, repeater, or space station. When may the control operator of an amateur station accept compensation? When no compensation is or when the compensation is incidental to classroom instruction at an educational institution. Under which of the following circumstances are the amateur stations allowed to transmit signals relating to broadcasting, program production, or news gathering, assuming no other means is available? Only where such communication directly relate to the immediate safety of human life or protection of property. When is the meaning of the term broadcasting in the FCC rules for the amateur service? What is the meaning of the term broadcasting in the FCC rules for the amateur services? That's transmission in transmissions intended for reception by the general public. Which of the following types of communications are permitted in the amateur radio service? Brief transmissions to make station adjustments. When may an amateur station have a control operator? Only when the station. When must an amateur station have a control operator? Only when the station is transmitting. Who is eligible to be a control operator? The control operator of an amateur station. Only a person for whom an amateur operator / primary station license grant appears in the FCC database or who is authorized for alien reciprocal operation. Who must designate the station control operator? The station licensee.
Which means the person who owns the station.
What determines the transmitting privileges of an amateur station? The class of operator license held by the control operator. What is an amateur station control point? The location at which the control operator function is performed. Under which of the following types of control is it permissible for the control operator to be at the location other than the control point? Automatic control. When the control operator is not the station licensee, who is responsible for the proper operation of the station? The control operator and the station licensee are equally responsible. What type of control is being used for a repeater when the control operator is not present at a control point? Automatic control. What type of control is being used when transmitting using a handheld radio? Local control. What type of control is being used when the control operator is not at the station location but can indirectly manipulate the operating adjustments of a station? Remote. What does the FCC presume to be the control operator of an amateur station unless documentation to the contrary is in the station records? The station licensee. What type of identification is being used when identifying a station on the air as race headquarters? Tactical call. When using tactical identifiers, how must your station transmit the station's FCC assigned call sign? Every 10 minutes. When is an amateur station required to transmit its assigned call? Like race control or base headquarters or something that maybe is used as a shorthand for who you are or where you are, but it's not your real call sign. Like William, we could use that as a tactical call. Hey, William, could you do this? And then every 10 minutes we'd have to say whatever your call sign is, and then this is KL7NA. Okay?
William, KL7NA.
Okay, so which of the following is an acceptable method of station identification when operating in the phone subband? By a phone emission in the English language. What method of call sign identification is required for station transmitting phone signals? Send the call sign using CW or phone emission. Which of the following uses a self-assigned indicator? Which of the following uses of a self-assigned indicator is acceptable when identifying using a phone transmission? KL7CC / W3. KL7CC / W3 and KL7CC / W3. All of the choices are correct. Which of the following restrictions apply when appending a self-assigned call sign indicator? It must not conflict with any other indicator specified by the FCC rules.
Which is the
or which with any call sign prefix assigned to another country. When may a technician class licensee be the control operator of a station operating in an exclusive extra class operator segment of the amateur bands? Never. What type of amateur station simultaneously retransmits the signal of another amateur station on a different channel or channels? Repeater station. Who is accountable should a repeater inadvertently retransmit communications that violate the FCC rules? The control operator of the originating station. To which foreign stations do the FCC rules authorize the transmission of non-emergency third-party communications? Any station whose government permits such communications. How many persons are required to be members of a club for a club station to be issued a club station license to be issued by the FCC? At least four.
Yeah, so you have to have the president, the
When must the station licensee make the station and its records available for FCC inspection? Anytime upon request by an FCC representative. What is the most common repeater frequency offset in the 2-meter band? Plus or minus 600 kilohertz. What is the national calling frequency for FM simplex operations in the 70 centimeter band? 446.0 megahertz. What is a common repeater frequency offset in the 70 centimeter band? Plus or minus 5 megahertz. What is an appropriate way to call another station on a repeater if you know the other station's call sign? Say the station's call sign, then identify with your own call sign. What should you transmit when responding to a call of CQ? The other station's call sign, followed by your call sign. What must an amateur operator do when making on-air adjustments to test equipment or antennas? Properly identify the transmitting station. Which of the following is true when making a test transmission? Station identification is required at least every 10 minutes and the test, during the test, and at the end. What is the meaning of the procedural signal CQ, calling any station? What brief statement is often used in place of CQ to indicate you are listening on a repeater? Say your call sign. What is a band plan beyond the privileges established by the FCC? A voluntary guideline for using different modes or activities within an amateur band. What are the FCC rules regarding power levels used in the amateur bands? An amateur must use the minimum transmitter power necessary to carry out the desired communication. What is the term used to describe an amateur station that is transmitting and receiving on the same frequency? Simplex communication. What is the term used to describe the use of a subaudible tone transmitted with normal voice audio to open the squelch of a receiver? CTCSS. Which of the following describes the muting of receiver audio controlled solely by the presence or absence of an RF signal? Carrier squelch. What common problem causes you to be able to hear but not access a repeater even when transmitting with the proper offset? All of these answers are correct. First one is the repeater refrequency or the repeater receiver requires audio tone burst for access. The repeater receiver requires a CTCSS tone for access. The repeater receiver may require a DCS tone sequence for access. And all of those choices are correct. What determines the amount of deviation of an FM signal? The amplitude of the modulating signal. Amplitude means the loudness, and the modulating signal means the person's, you know, voice, how loud they talked. What happens when the deviation of an FM transmitter is increased? Its signal occupies more bandwidth. The deviation is how much the frequency of the FM. FM means frequency modulation. So as your vocal cords go in and out, it's like the frequency of your radio changes as your vocal cords move in and out. And if your vocal cords move in and out more, that means the amplitude of the vocal cords is going back and forth more, then it will make the frequency go back and forth more. And if the frequency goes back and forth more, it uses more bandwidth. The bandwidth is the amount of frequency range that's being used by your signal. Okay. What happens when the deviation of an FM transmitter is increased? Its signal occupies more bandwidth. What should you do if you receive a report that your station's transmissions are causing splatter or interference on nearby frequencies? Check your transmitter for off-frequency operation or spurious emissions. What is the proper course of action if your station's transmission unintentionally interferes with another station? Properly identify your transmission and move to a different frequency. Which of the following methods is encouraged by the FCC when identifying your station when using phone? Use of a phonetic alphabet. What is the Q signal used to indicate that you are receiving interference from another station? QRM. What is the Q signal used to indicate that you are changing frequency? QSY. What set of rules applies to prepare to proper operation of your station when using amateur radio at the request of public service officials? FCC rules. Who must submit the request for a temporary waiver of Part 97.113 to allow amateur radio operators to provide communications on behalf of their employers during a government-sponsored disaster drill? The government agency sponsoring the event. When is it legal for an amateur licensee to provide communications on behalf of their employer during a government-sponsored disaster drill or exercise? Only when the FCC has granted a government request waiver. What do RACES and ARES have in common? Both organizations may provide communication during emergencies. What is the Radio Amateur Civil Emergency Service? RACES. A radio service using amateur stations for emergency management or civil defense communications. What is the following... Which of the following is common practice during net operations to get the immediate attention of the net control station when reporting an emergency? Begin your transmission with priority or emergency, followed by your call sign. Emergency, this is KL7NA.
Have you ever had to say that?
Nope.
Nope.
What should you do to minimize disruptions in an emergency traffic net once you have checked in? Do not transmit on the net frequency until asked to do so by the net control station. What is usually considered to be the most important job of an amateur radio operator when handling emergency traffic messages?
Say whatever the other person.
Passing messages exactly as written, spoken, or received. When may an amateur station use any means of radio communication at its disposal for essential communications in connection with an immediate safety of human life and protection of property? When normal communication systems are not available. What is the preamble in a formal traffic message? The information needed to track the message as it passes through the amateur radio traffic handling system. What is meant by the term check in reference to a formal traffic message? The check is a count of the number of words in the message. What should you do if another operator reports that your station's 2-meter signals were strong just a moment ago, but now they are weak or distorted? Try moving a few feet, as random reflections may be causing multipath distortion. Why are UHF signals often more effective from inside buildings than VHF signals? The shorter wavelength allows them more easily penetrate the structure of buildings.
Okay, I think it's time for a break.
Not quite. We'll go to the next section. What antenna polarization is normally used for long-distance weak signal is CW and single sideband contacts using the VHF and UHF bands. Horizontal. What can happen if the antennas at opposite ends of a VHF-UHF line-of-sight radio link are not using the same polarization? Signals can be significantly weaker then. When using a directional antenna, how might your station be able to access a distant repeater if buildings or obstructions are blocking the direct line of sight?
By bouncing.
Try to find a path that reflects signals to the repeater.
Mm-hmm.
What term is commonly used to describe the rapid fluttering sound sometimes heard from mobile stations that are moving while transmitting?
Picket fencing.
What type of wave carries radio signals between transmitting and receiving stations? Electromagnetic. Okay, we're stopping on the end of page 6 for now.